You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So the segment is titled, What Are You Counting Down To? Yeah. I guess the normal go-to answer is going to be vacation, especially this time of year.
Yeah, we have a chalkboard, like this antique chalkboard that we keep in our kitchen. And immediately when we booked our vacation plans, Knick Knack ran over with her little piece of chalk and wrote, you know, how many days till vacation, till we leave. She does this all the time with little various things. But yeah, the vacay countdown is in the kitchen right now.
For some people, like they're leaving their job and they're maybe going to another one. So they're writing, they're counting down, you know, the number of days. It just depends. You know, the interesting thing about the psychology of all this is what I love, is that for, especially for a vacation, when you count down the days to a vacation, they have done study after study that have shown that the buildup to a vacation is many times much better than the actual vacation itself. And that's what we like, is the excitement, because when you're getting ready for a vacation, you're not thinking about like lost luggage. You're not thinking about waiting in lines. You're not thinking about the expense. You're not thinking about this. You're not thinking about getting to the hotel and they don't have your room reservation. You're not, none of the negative stuff pops into your head. And so when you're just sitting there in this idealized version of what's coming, the same thing with a new job, right? You're like, oh, I can't wait. I'm counting down the days. I'm going to start that new job. And then on day three of the new job, you see that you hate all your coworkers.
Right.
And the boss is a putz. And you're just like, ugh.
I tell you, the thing I like about the vacation countdown is I can glance up and see that I've got 20 days left to drop a couple pounds, because I know we're going to be at a pool and outdoors.
It gives you a timetable.
It gives me I've got 20 days to do this. And as far as my body goes. And the other thing is it gives me a visual countdown of the amount of days I still have time to order things off of Amazon that we need for the vacation. Is the biggie with me. I'm like, okay, so we've got 20 days. Okay, we still have time to order such and such and such and such. So if we get down to 3 or 4, it's starting to get dicey with the Amazon orders. So those are the two things I love about the countdown.
That's funny.
Yeah. Somebody wrote in on my Facebook for their countdown for the New Kids on the Block concert. Multiple concerts coming in they're counting down to. Concert time, concert time, concert time.
Julie sent us a text, and she says she's counting down one more truck payment.
That's a good one.
That's a great one. That's kind of funny.
And then it's all yours.
Mm-hmm. And then you get a hailstorm.
Yep. It'll start falling apart. Crystal is counting down to her colonoscopy.
Hey. Well, that's fun.
Don't trust a fart, Crystal. Never trust a fart.
At least you get the
fart.
Propofol.
Yeah.
So what are you counting down to? It could be, as you've seen, we've got colonoscopy, truck payments, new job, vacations. What are you counting down to? And have you noticed that the buildup is always better in your brain than the actual event? It's like people counting down to the New Year's Eve party. Oh, I can't wait. Or counting down to go to Vegas. And then they get there and they're like, eh.
It's funny. Vegas is like, there's multiple posts about going to Vegas on here.
I'm going to Vegas. And then you get there and you're like, oh, there's
it's
a
so
million
hot.
People. It's hot and stinky. And yeah, I lost all my money and came back with a strange disease.
For those of you interested, 198 days until Christmas. Get ready.
Along those lines, Kristen wrote in, she goes, 63 days, just 63 more days, 63 days till the start of the next school year.
So yes.
There's a parent who's already
please go back.
Down.
Please go back.
Shannon says, my divorce is supposed to be final in another 17 days.
That's a good one. Jan says, counting down how many days left I have of menopause. I'm so hot.
Hot. Rick says, Wednesday, after a 9-day fasting liquid only, eating whatever I want for my birthday. I want to know what he's going to have. Like, if you have just a liquid only fast for 9 days, what's the first food that you go and get? Got to tell us, Rick. We got to know.
It's going to fly through you, though. You'll have diarrhea is what you're going to have.
Let's go to the phones. Here comes Kim. Kim, what are you counting down to?
Well, my son's in Idaho. We're going to go take a trip to Idaho. And 10 months ago, my son and his girlfriend had a little baby boy that I haven't met yet.
Oh, little Idaho baby.
Mm.
I was just watching some videos on Idaho. I never knew it was so damn beautiful there. Like, you never think about, like, hey, let's go to Idaho for the summer. But it's, like, it's really pretty there.
You haven't seen pictures of Idaho before?
I just guess, like, who does that? Who's like, let me go look at pictures of Idaho?
Oh.
Nobody.
Yeah. Get thee up there. Grandma Kim.
Oh, Grandma Kim.
What's your grandma name going to be?
I don't, probably Nana. Every time they FaceTime me, I'm like, let me see my grandson. And he's like, really? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, say Nana. He just looks at me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they tend to do that.
Good for you, Kim. Congrats to your family. Thanks for being on the show, okay?
See you later.
Thanks, boys. We gotta go.
Bye.
Appreciate you so much. Here comes Joel. Joel, what's the big countdown for?
An ABC Islands cruise.
Oh.
What Islands cruise, I'm sorry?
ABC, Aruba, Bonaire, and Curacao.
Oh, what's that costing you?
It was free, actually. I shouldn't say free. I was on a cruise previously. I gambled at the casino. They sent me some offers in the mail. It said take another free cruise, and I picked the longest one I could get. So there you go.
How much did you gamble, dude?
Oh, probably about $500 over the course of a week.
And they're sending you on a free
cruise?
That was
enough, huh?
Yeah, that was enough. Seriously, they're sending me. But here's the kicker about this thing. I was reading a news story last week that Russia is sending warships to perform maneuvers off the coast of Venezuela, and that's where these islands are. They're directly off the coast of Venezuela.
Right. So it could get interesting.
Wow. Yeah.
Well. Good luck.
It could
so
be
if
your
never
final
hear from me
cruise.
Again, you know what happened. Yeah.
Wear
if you never
your
hear from
life
me again, you know what happened.
Go to the life vest training.
We're going to miss you, buddy. Be well. Bon voyage.
Thank you.
Bye, Joel.
Thank you for being on
Gambling
the show.
Gambling Joel.
Rick Rowe back with his after a 9-day fast. His first plans are pancakes, bacon and eggs, and hash browns.
Kind of defeats the purpose of the fast, though, doesn't it? If you just automatically
after
pump
nine
all
days.
That calories back into you. Current countdown from Kenneth. Boys listening from the airport. Plane boards in 2 minutes. Thanks, Kenneth. Thanks for listening at the airport.
Jen's counting down to the last of her medical bills. I want to know how much she's got left. She says, over the past 2 years, I've paid over $10,000. I'm now down to, $7,500. Well, I guess she's got a ways to go, but
still, you're
chipping
down.
Away. Some people have talked about bittersweet countdowns, too. Like, there are grown kids who are moving off to another spot.
But going to college,
you know, like Kim
leaving
was talking
the house.
About Idaho, and somebody wrote in, said that their kid's moving off to, who was it? It's Eileen, says her kids went off to Seattle. So, you know, yeah, that's a bittersweet, but that'll count.
Kristen says, counting down to our manufactured home being set on its foundation in a couple of months.
Okay.
Billy Joel concert. Blech. Retirement.
What's wrong with Amanda?
What's
she says,
deal?
I'm counting down for my in-laws to arrive. Oh, I see. Then part two is, so I can count down to them leaving.
There you go.